several field trips. Yeah, went to the UK. Yeah, and that was a nice learning experience to practice English. Yeah.
And so, what happened when you went there?
Basically, we just did some sightseeing and communicate with the people there. Yeah, and know more about their culture.
And when did you do that?
In the secondary school, yeah, in the summer.
And whose idea was it to do this?
My family, yeah, my parents, they would like to let me have more exposure around the world, yeah.
And then what about at university? Because your first degree was in nursing. How did you use English in that program?
Actually, we have class in English, and during the practicum, we communicate with our supervisor in English as well. Yeah.
And now you're doing a postgraduate degree in speech therapy.
Yeah.
So how is English used in this program?
We have lecture in English, and we have a PBL, this is a problem-based learning, and we have the discussion session in English, yeah.
And so how do you imagine using English in the future?
I think we may have chances to provide treatment for the case who speak English, yeah. And also we may go to attend several conferences, yeah, that will be conducted in English as well.
Now, I figure that most of your patients in Hong Kong would be Cantonese speaking, right? Yet, I believe you need to keep case notes in English, is that correct?
Yes.
So how does that system work?
Actually, it is for the documentary to read among the professionals. So we have a better communication in English because many professional terms and the jargons are in English. So it will be better for us to communicate with different professionals, like with the physiotherapy or with the occupational therapist. We will also communicate in English in the document.
So even though you did come from nursing, which is in the medical field, did you find that you were still learning new terms in speech therapy?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like the communication disorder, the names which are in English, and they're new terms for me that I didn't came across in the nursing field. Yeah.
So how did you manage to remember them all?
It's just by our rote memory, yeah. And maybe when we treat the different cases, we will relate the name to the cases as well.